You ever left something behind in an Uber?
I think once.
That's where my kid went. I forgot.
Did you ever leave a burrito steamer in there? Because guess what? They found it.
What the heck is that even?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and Uber just came out with a list of some of the weirdest things that people have left behind in Ubers over the past year.
Oh, that's funny.
So who knows? Maybe one of these is yours, and we'll be able to locate it for you.
Okay.
A frontal hair toupee.
How do you know the difference between a frontal or a back?
I think it's just the bangs.
Just a
wig of bangs, and that's it.
I should do that, because I keep thinking of cutting them, but then I don't want to make the commitment.
Yeah.
Can I get this from them?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Go
to the lost and found box. Get that thing out.
There should be a lost and Uber found.
Yeah.
There's also someone left a hot sauce and a breathalyzer together.
Are you using the hot sauce to trick the breathalyzer?
Does that work?
Those go hand in hand, obviously. Also, two plastic containers with live spiders in them.
Oh,
heck no.
Probably Spider-Man left it in there. Like, he has to, like, get a bite.
Burn the whole Uber. Just destroy the car.
At least he didn't drop them.
No, that's true.
How about this one? A jar of oysters.
Probably already shocked.
If you find yourself in the back of an Uber eating oysters out of a jar, it's time to reevaluate your life.
Hey, I can see myself doing this on an off day, all right?
I bet that person eats the same lunch as I do.
A candle that says, "See you in court."
Interesting.
That's how they should serve people. With little candles with messages on them.
And it could be one of those where it's like has the magic stuff inside, so as you burn it down, then you get the paper out. You
know?
Like little treasure candles.
Smells like iron bars.
Yeah. Someone left a burrito steamer.
Yeah, what's that, Jeff?
You've never had your burrito steamed before?
Is that a sexual innuendo? Because I haven't.
It is whatever you want it to be. Someone left a framed Taylor Swift autograph.
No!
How do you leave the whole frame in
there? That's got to be worth so much money.
Somebody found a positive pregnancy test in the back of an Uber.
Oh, boy.
When you're taking a pregnancy test, definitely do it in the back of an Uber.
What does the Uber driver do? Message the last, 10 women that were in his ride?
It could have been a guy.
That's true, too.
He could have got it from a woman.
Oh, there you go.
Finally, a large sticker with a dancing cartoon cat that says Spanky Fest on it. I've been wondering where that went. Okay, cool.
Naughty kitty.
All right.
I almost left our dog shock collar in an Uber once.
Oh, thank God.
After
you did
I took it out to the clubs, but did not forget it in there. Thank God. So we can do shock collar question of the day with Digital Jake. Take it away, Jake.
Pop on a party hat and pour a round of shots, because it's the birthday of not one, but two Lil Johns. I'm talking about hunky British comedian John Oliver.
Hunky, huh?
Along with professional wrestler and star of Hulu's Vacation Friends 2, John Cena.
Yay! You can't see him.
Man, I don't know much about either of these. Yeah.
When you have a name as common as John, you really have to work hard to separate yourself from the riffraff.
Yeah,
that's true.
So which ones have done the best job of becoming upper echelon Johns? You're going to have to tell me as we play a famous Johns edition of... Plenty of 20.
Okay.
All right.
Now, I have a publicly voted list of the top 20 most famous Johns of all time.
So funny.
You just have to name them to stay alive. And a hint for you, some of these aren't just famous modern Johns. They can be historical Johns as well.
Oh,
they can be alive or dead. Let's begin with the woman who has a secret third brother named John that her mom Barb never told her about. That's Alexis.
What? That makes so much sense.
Alexis. I have 20 Johns on my list, most famous of all time. Please name some.
Ooh, first one that comes to mind, maybe because I've been listening to a lot of Taylor Swift, but John Mayer.
Oh, good one.
That's a good one.
Oh.
John Mayer is number 15 on my list.
Are Taylor and John Mayer friends?
No.
Famously not.
That's an X.
Yeah.
Next up is Brooke. And a reminder, the Silver Save is available for anyone who can get the number one John.
Okay. I'm going to go with the first John that came to my mind, which is John Stewart.
John Stewart is not in the top 20. Brooke, he's number 34 on my list.
Oh, wow.
We have number 15, John Mayer.
Shoot.
John Stewart, not
so
on the list.
Jobs.
There's a ton.
But I can't think of any.
I know.
There are no Jonathans on the list. There may be Johnnies on the list.
Okay.
Is there a cartoon John on the list?
I can't answer that.
Because there's a cartoon John that I just thought of.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. Okay. I'm going to go with, and I don't think this is right, John Stamos.
That's a good one.
John Stamos is correct. Number 19 on the list.
Yeah,
you barely snuck it on.
Sexy yogurt man made it.
There are very famous Johns still on the list. Let's go to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, you're no stranger to Johns.
No, I'm not. I'm going to go. I want to go with my childhood hero, the man who taught me the appeal of wearing leather pants super tight.
Oh, duh.
John Travolta.
John Travolta, number 7 on my list, the highest ranked John so far. We're back to Alexis.
I mean, you said Johnny's count, so I'm going to go Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah,
obviously.
Number 4 on my list, the highest ranked John so far.
One.
Jose, number 1, 2, and 3 still on the board.
Is Lil Jon not going to be on the list because he already used
No, you could use it.
I know.
His full name is Lillian. He's not going to be on the list.
Ah, darn it.
Is that true?
Lillian Jon, yeah.
Whoa. Oh.
Lillian?
No, I'm joking. Keep up, everyone. Famous Johns. Let's catch up.
All right, you know what? I'm just going to go with John Goodman.
Oh, good one.
John Goodman is not in the top 20. He's number 27.
He's
Jose.
Too old. I can't think of any Johns.
No, but he said there's some dead Johns on the list, too, like Johns from history.
Okay.
Jeffrey, John,
let's go to dead Johns, the John that taught America bigger is better. And signed his name the largest on the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock.
Yeah. John Hancock is not on my list. He's number 22 on my list, just outside the top 20.
Thank God I had nothing else.
Alexa, that means you win the John edition of a Plenty of 20. Let's go over the list to see what famous Johns you missed. Number 1. Famous John Lennon.
The Beatles.
Number 2, famous for being dead as well, John F. Kennedy. Number 3, I mentioned him earlier, John Cena was actually on the list of famous Johns.
I almost said Cena.
Johnny Cash, John Wayne, John Denver, John the Baptist, John Adams, John Bon Jovi, John Legend, John Krasinski, John C. Reilly, John Candy, John Favreau, John Quincy Adams.
Wow.
Number 20 was John Cleese.
Who's that?
From Monty Python.
Yes.
I thought Brooke's childhood crush was going to make it. Pope John Paul II.
Number 44.
I was like, man, I can't have it.
All right, well.
Dude, John is such a name when you say it over and over again. It sounds so weird.
Reading it that many times, it doesn't look like a real name anymore.
John.
Well, we have some work we got to do on our John stuff, but Alexis doesn't. She won.
Not me.
She gets to choose who gets shocked, and they'll be singing Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash.
Ooh.
I'm going to choose Brooke, first one out.
Hey!
Sorry.
Hey.
Okay.
Embarrassing.
Okay. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Yeah.
And it burned, burned, burned.
And stings a
lot. Wow. That ring of fire.
That's your shot collar question of the day.
Yay.
You got your phone tap coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.